This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The North American International Auto Show winds down this week in Detroit, and you can get a glimpse of what the car of the future could look like. It involves data, and car companies plan to use data to learn more about how we drive and where we drive. Eventually, that'll lead to safer cars and probably more advertising. It will also make cars more vulnerable to hacking. Matt Baum tells us more.
Imagine in a few years you're driving your brand new Ford Mustang up a winding mountain road. Whenever it's time to shift gears, the car prompts you with a little buzz from the gear shift knob. The car can predict the optimal moment to shift because it's been watching how you accelerate and throttle, and it's built a profile of your personal driving style. By the end of the decade, our cars could be offering us all kinds of helpful personalized advice. For example, software giant SAP is working on a navigation system that helps you organize your errands. Gil Perez is SAP's general manager of connected vehicles.
When you've got your low fuel light goes on, you know, the system really directs you to the optimal fueling station around you, taking into your consideration your route, your preferences, etc.
Once the car's brought you to a gas station, it might recommend some refreshments based on how long it knows you've been driving. Meanwhile, software company Axway is working on tools that would let you bring your radio presets with you from car to car, as well as more personal data. Here's Axway's VP of Innovation, Mark O'Neill.
We have talked to some companies about the possibility that cars would store some of your health data as well in the event that you're in an accident.
But that level of innovation is still a few years off. The most advanced tricks on the market today are things like an app that shows your electric car's battery level, or a navigation system that reads addresses from your phone's contact list. So what's holding up the car of the future? In part, security concerns.
So anything that can be controlled by software can be subverted.
Mark Corman is a security researcher with a good guy hacker collective called IamTheCavalry.org. His colleagues Chris Valasek and Charlie Miller were the first to figure out how to trick a car into giving up control.
Because software controls things like steering and parking assist and the braking, they were able to shut off the brakes, jerk the steering wheel out of the hands of the driver.
All Valasek needed was a $100 piece of equipment hardwired into the vehicle.
We could control all these mechanisms of the vehicle just by sending computer messages on the car's network.
Some cars already store contact info, and soon they'll have your credit card data too. So an attack might take the form of data theft rather than mayhem, says security researcher Allison Chaikin.
If you're storing data that's worth money in your car, you're actually placing not only the data at risk, but your safety.
Car manufacturers are well aware of these vulnerabilities and are doing their best to prevent or patch them. For example, Ford's software platform called OpenXC is open source, which means anyone can take a look at how it works. Dr. K. Venkatesh Prasad, a senior technical leader at Ford, says that open source can be safer than closed source.
Because there might be just one person on the planet who knows how to change that code, no one else does, and if that one person is not available or is out on a hike, you don't have a way to fix it.
Mark O'Neill at Axway says the company can use a technique called GeoIP lookup to validate the source of the signals hitting the car.
It's something where you, first of all, want to make sure that the person interacting with the car is coming from where you expect they're coming from.
We've had smartphones for years, and now our cars are finally catching up. So if you're comfortable with the security measures on your phone, you probably won't mind having a connected car. But if the idea of a hackable computer on wheels makes you uncomfortable, there's still an alternative. You can always invest in a bike. For now, a good U-lock and some skewers are the only security you need. In Seattle, I'm Matt Baum for Marketplace.